Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour here on Saturday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian.
The Captain.
We've been talking about things from, peaceful people being released from prison, which is a refreshing story to hear. In fact, tonight we've actually had two of them. We haven't started on the second one yet.
Right.
But two people released from prison on life sentences for possession / selling or transportation
for weed.
Of cannabis.
Yeah.
And that somehow led us, well, we have phone calls, of course, open phones here tonight, and talking about the latest COVID crackdown in the UK, where they're claiming there's now a nightmare strain of the coronavirus that has, mutated and is now apparently 50 to 70% more contagious, but they admit not any more deadly.
Again, if there was an epidemic, you would see it in your daily
life. Everywhere. People would be dying.
You would see bodies in the streets. You would see people dropping dead when you're shopping.
Your friends would be dying.
Your friends, you would know, now I know some people know people who have, supposedly died from the COVID, but it's a very small percentage of the 325 million people in the United States.
Very small. You want to comment, join us here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We're going to get to the rest of your story here, Captain, but first, to the phones, to your calls and thoughts. First up, he is John in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, good evening. What are we going to do about this? We are constantly being lied to. We're constantly being bamboozled. We got ripped off in our election. This fake disease that's running around in my lying eyes, I guess they're not very truthful, because I don't see people dying in the streets, man. I don't know one person that has had COVID, nor do I know one person that has died from COVID. This is a total farce. This country is our country, of the people, by the people, for the people. It's not theirs. We got to stand up. There needs to be something done about this, man, because these people are getting carried away, and I'm about sick and tired of it. I think all 80,000 of us, 80 million, I'm sorry, that voted for Donald Trump need to march down to D.C., man.
Well, I didn't vote for Donald Trump.
I
didn't vote for any of these clowns in D.C., and marching to D.C. isn't going to make any difference. What do you think they're going to do? Because you marched there? They're going to care about you all of a sudden?
What can we do? Every time these other losers march down there, they get thrown all over the news media, and there's going to be riots, and oh, my God, it changes the decision of the Supreme Court. They're scared to take a damn case. Because you're scared people are going to riot because the Antifa's and the Black Lives Matter of the world.
Yep. What do you think they should do, Captain? What's the answer to John's question here?
Well, everybody individually, first of all, needs to take some steps. Check yourself out of the statist money as much as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Stop using their money. Stop funding them as much as you can. There are ways to get around all sorts of things that the state does. Start employing some of them in your personal daily life. The other thing you need to do is exactly what you've done already. Call people and talk to them. Spread the word. Mm-hmm. They've already given us a leg down, if you will, by sort of outlawing gatherings, right? The founding fathers and that kind of a thing, they would gather in taverns and churches and restaurants, to discuss their plans for revolution. And that is not an option.
Communicate.
Right.
They do not want us to communicate because that's why they keep dividing us. That's why they keep the racism that is pretty much non-existent until they talk about it. That's why they keep the racism alive and well. They need the racism. They need the separation. Because God forbid we come together and we come against them as a force, it'll be a force to reckon with. And they will never be able to pull off the stuff that they're pulling off right now.
Yeah, there's certainly far more individuals than there are folks who enforce the laws of the government.
We outnumber them.
Orders of magnitude. I don't care what kind of weapons they have.
But they have loyalists, okay? So there's a lot of loyalists out there to the state. There's a lot of people.
Idiots.
Well, to the state, they certainly are.
Indeed.
So I've got some suggestions, too, John. I would suggest that, one, people who actually care about the ideas of liberty, I'm not talking about Trump voters, because those people, you know, they might be good on some issues, but others, they just
I love liberty, but I did support Donald Trump because we had to vote for a president. We're forced to have a president. And of all the people that were up for election in my 41 years on this earth, he's the only one that followed through with any of his policy promises.
Is the government smaller than it was when he started?
Excuse me?
Is the government, the federal government, gang, are they smaller or less expensive than they were when Trump started?
He only had 4 years, and he cut He's cut more regulations than any other president. He tried to put a damper on the government being big government.
Is that swamp still around?
Much. It's Donald Trump against the world, guys. Yeah, haven't you been watching what's going on?
Yeah, I don't buy that claim. Thank you for the call tonight, John. I do appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, he could have brought all the troops home.
Yeah,
he could have done that.
He could still do some good. He could still do some good, but he hasn't. He could pardon Edward Snowden.
Yeah.
He could pardon Ross Ulbricht.
He could pardon every nonviolent drug offender in federal prison, which would be a huge chunk of the federal prisons. He could do a lot just as one man. But, and, you know, I don't want to take away credit for the things he did do. He has done some pardoning. He has, right? Like, he let a lady go. I think Johnson was her last name. She was in prison for her life, basically, or most of it, for being involved in a cocaine deal, and she got released. So, like, he's done some stuff. He's removed some troops from some of the countries. He's pulling back some troops from Afghanistan, but not all of them.
He just rearranged the troops. I don't know that he brought any of them back.
Oh, is that what happened? I had not heard that.
I haven't looked into it, so I don't want to misspeak, but I saw something that indicated that he, you know, may have pulled troops out of, say, Afghanistan, but then just sent them, you know, next door to, like, Somalia or something like that, you know, to, you know, so that they're nearby should he need them again or something.
That's
you know?
Disappointing if that's the case. So 855-450-FREE is the number here, but just to, you know, to answer the question a little bit further, what can people do?
Yes.
Well, take off the mask. Okay, so if you're somebody who actually believes in freedom, if you believe that, you know, if you don't want to have the mask on, stop. Step one, that's an easy thing to do, okay? You don't have to, like, go up against the whole full force of the federal government on that one, right? Just take off the mask and don't apologize for it. So that's one thing. Two, if you actually do care about the ideas of freedom, then you ought to move to New Hampshire, pick up your life, do something with it rather than just complaining. Because it's easy to sit on the internet and tap, 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 tap. Oh, this sucks. Da, 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 da. I hate this. Well, why don't you do something about it rather than complaining about it on the internet? And we have a migration here that has had thousands move so far here to New Hampshire. That's why you and I know each other, Captain. We probably never would have met otherwise. And there are thousands of who've moved, but we need thousands more. I mean, when I say thousands, I only mean like 2,000 to 3,000. There's not that much more than that. And we've had a tremendous impact here in New Hampshire. So, and on a wider scale, that's what needs to happen here. And I'm not just talking about people. So, like, if you're a libertarian-minded person, you should move to New Hampshire. If you're a Trumper, you know, you might be better off in Texas or something like that, right? So people need to start making migratory moves based on their philosophies, based on their beliefs, and come to admit and understand that the federal government is a failed plan, is a failed concept. It is a failure from top to bottom.
Well, it's antique and barbaric.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in that order.
And it needs to end. And so the idea of Texas, California, Vermont, New Hampshire, all these places seceding from the United States.
It's fantastic.
This is an idea that needs to move forward. It is an idea that people need to start taking seriously because we cannot get along with these other people who disagree with us. There's no point in trying.
Right.
Okay? It doesn't work. It just makes people angry, because when one side wins, the other side gets angrier, and then the other side takes over, and then the other side gets angry. And they're constantly fighting one another, and they believe that if they just, I don't know what they think. They think they're going to somehow dominate completely this other side forever. No, they keep switching sides. They keep, the power keeps moving around, and everybody just hates each other.
It's the automatic game saying of the opposite the other people say. Right, that's all that happens in politics. You know, oh, it's a Democratic president. Oh, it's a Republican president. Oh, it's a Democratic president. Oh, it's a Republican. Ping pong, and it's just the automatic saying of the opposite of what the other people are saying.
Yep. And so here we are looking at it from the outside. We're not, you know, on either team. And it's like, well, whoever's in charge, it just keeps getting worse. Every president just is worse than the previous one.
I don't need a president. I'm completely capable of leading myself.
Indeed. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. And I like your suggestion, Captain, of getting into those alternative currencies like Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, gold, silver. More coming up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her Uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, inviting you to take control of the airwaves here, the toll-free number. If you want to join us on the radio, it's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
Also, want to say thanks to Bitcoin.com, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com is a great source to go and get the basics about cryptocurrency. I believe Bitcoin sort of popped through 24,000 today, didn't it? Yes, it did.
Ooh.
Yes, it
nice.
Did.
Nice.
It is currently sitting at about 23,450, so it has fallen a little bit from its peak today, but another record high today on
so
Bitcoin.
That means it is the highest performing assets of all time in human history.
Really?
I read that somewhere.
I believe it.
Because it has outclassed everything, right? If you put, I saw a chart, what was it? It was if you put $1,000 into, you know, Bitcoin, you know, a decade ago versus, you know, anything else, right?
Oh,
You know, what does that look like? Well, guess what? Bitcoin,
more than a million.
Yeah, Bitcoin, you'd be a millionaire. Everything else, you know, you might have a couple hundred thousand or something.
Yeah.
You know, tops.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. You really owe it to yourself to learn the basics about this. There is a bit of a learning curve. It's not much, but there's a learning curve. There's some new concepts, new technology here. Take a few minutes out of your life. Go to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top and just watch the first video. If you feel like it, you can watch more, but that first one will give you the basics, and it's free to do that over at Bitcoin.com.
Well, in fact, if you do watch the first video, don't think that that's it. Now you're a Bitcoin expert. In fact, it's just enough to get you started with the basics. I actually pointed somebody to this, and they were like, well, it doesn't explain this, this, and this, and this, and I'm like, okay, if you'd
good.
Like to...
You got more questions? There's more stuff to watch.
If you'd like to hire me for some consultation, I'm sure we can arrange that. But,
right.
You know, for the self-learner, there's plenty of other information out there, particularly at Bitcoin.com.
Check them out, Bitcoin.com. We go to your calls and thoughts. Jake is in Key West, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jake.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I was just calling in to talk about these mandates that are going on.
Please.
I don't know if you guys have heard in Key West, Monroe County specifically, they have a $500 fine for anybody outside of their dwelling that does not have a mask on person.
Oh, my God.
And have they actually issued any of these fines?
I'm not too sure on that, but they seem to have won over the hearts and minds of the locals down here because I've been kicked out of 3 gas stations in the last 3 hours.
Wow. That's rough, man.
Yeah, it's a little disheartening to see. You know, I'm not sure how easy it'll be to educate people. You know, it's concerning.
Yeah, well, it's hard to get people to pay attention to something when they're afraid. You know, when people have completely bought the government's line, hook, line, and sinker, and they really believe there's some sort of deadly disease going on out there, even though there's not really much evidence for it. But they buy what they see on the news, and they buy what they're being told by these politicians and these politically connected doctors, and they ignore everything else.
Yeah.
And it's really sad how fearful and how docile and how cowed the American people are. And, I mean, it's an embarrassment. This is not a live-free-or-die place. And even New Hampshire, the so-called live-free-or-die state, is an embarrassment in a lot of ways. It's just so sad to walk around and see people like this, to see people driving in their car with a mask on, walking a dog by themselves with a mask on. I mean, I see it all over the place.
I saw somebody driving with their mask on my way to the studio tonight.
Jake, anything else
you
want to share?
Pretty sad, almost. Almost everyone outdoors had one on as well. Even when I'm out fishing on a pier, and most people were wearing them for some reason. But
what if you go swimming or something? Right, you're in the Keys. I assume swimming is still an activity that occurs even at this time of the year.
Well, I don't know. It seems like the water might transmit COVID too. They should probably stay out of it.
Jake, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate hearing from you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the story. And I think a lot of us feel the same way.
I wonder if you can go surfboarding without your face mask on. You know, if that's are you going to get a $500 fine for that too?
I'll tell you one thing. If they find me, I'm not paying it. That's the thing.
Absolutely.
People, look. If you go out, this is another thing. Somebody asks, well, what can you do? Well, don't obey these people. And
disobey is a thing you can actively do.
Right. And if they come at you, then don't pay them. Because if you pay them, then you're a sucker. And they know you're going to pay up. They're going to come after you again. Don't enrich them. Don't give them encouragement. Right. Every dollar you give them is an encouragement to do more with it. Then they'll say, hey, this is working. People are paying us. Let's hand out more tickets.
Right.
So stop doing what you're told and start living the way that you want to live. If you're a business owner, throw your doors open, hang out the shingle, and let people know you're back open and take whatever risk comes with that because you're going to lose your business. Another business I just found out tonight here, Captain, weren't we looking at the businesses for sale here
in
Keene?
We were, yeah.
And one of them was a fancy restaurant called Fireworks.
Yes.
Remember that one?
Yes.
They're now out of business.
Oh.
Yeah.
They were selling the business
trying to
for a relatively inexpensive price.
Less than $200,000.
Although,
yeah.
You, like you said, you'd have to be crazy to try and purchase a restaurant in this particular environment.
And apparently no one bothered because no one bought the restaurants.
It was crazy cheap, too.
Yeah, the owner just decided to shut it down.
Wow.
So, as a result, now a lot of their customers are going over to Little Zoe's here in Keene, and they're ordering pizzas from there. So they've had more business now. But that's what we're going to see throughout the wintertime. We're going to see more businesses going under, and these poor business owners, they're so upset, rightfully so, because they haven't had a fair shake. They can't make their own. They feel like they can't make their own decisions for themselves, and that's got to be really frustrating to somebody who's...
The frustrating thing to me, if I were a business owner, is to see... I can't see any difference between it being any more dangerous to go shop at frickin' Walmart than to go shop at mom and pop stores.
Right.
You know, I don't see any difference between going through the drive-through at McDonald's and ordering takeout from, you know, Bill and Bob's down the road.
Oh, well, you can still order takeout. They're still quote letting
some places,
you.
Right? If that's I've read too that a lot of these places that are still doing like the takeout and they haven't opened their doors and that kind of thing, like they're barely kind of keeping it afloat,
right?
Because they're not making any money.
Well, of course, I mean, even though people still need to eat, if they are out of a job, they're sure they shouldn't be ordering takeout. It costs too much.
Right?
Like, so there's all the people that might have previously done more eating out because they had a job. Now they might have lost their job. Or maybe they were told by their boss, yeah, you can keep your job, but we're going to give you a 40% pay cut.
Right.
You want to keep your job? Or do you want, to go? Because it's up to you. So now the money that you have is less than what it was before. And even if you have the same amount of money, it's not worth as much as it was before.
So,
people are in a bad way, and takeout is not cheap, especially if you're doing something like a DoorDash or an Uber. Now you're talking about adding on an extra $10 or $15 or whatever it costs.
On top of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's insane. So... Yeah, it's frustrating. If you want to comment, please join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And like I said, the restrictions keep getting worse. You got the UK going into so-called Tier 4, which they've never had before. It's now an even more restrictive tier. People aren't allowed to even meet with their neighbors, meet with any loved ones during the Christmas season. In fact, we've got a Christmas-related story that I want to get to tonight, Captain, that you brought in, which is really depressing.
Oh, it's sad. It's sad.
This is even more depressing. This story you're going to tell us about is even more sad and depressing than the shower curtain, cuddle curtain things where they're hugging people through plastic curtains. This is even worse than that. Coming up, we'll tell you about it on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress is holding a rare weekend session as it tries to pass both a coronavirus stimulus bill and a general budget bill before a Sunday midnight deadline to fund the federal government. One of the issues still being negotiated in a COVID relief bill would be stimulus checks to most Americans. Senator Bill Cassidy said those are fine to include in the bill, but the Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that Congress should focus on helping out small businesses specifically.
The checks are okay, but the folks who are really hurting are the folks who are about to lose their business and laying off folks who otherwise would be employed. I say the best stimulus check is a paycheck. So I think there's a little bit of a different philosophy there. If we can, you know, if checks are part of the deal, they'll be part of the deal. I think Ron Johnson's point was, let's take care of the folks who are really hurting, the unemployed, the folks about to lose their business, and therefore folks about to lose their jobs.
This is USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden introduced his pick to head the Department of the Interior, New Mexico Representative Deborah Haaland. If approved, she will become the first Native American to lead the Interior Department. In remarks Saturday, Haaland said she was humbled by the opportunity to serve in Biden's cabinet.
I'm proud to stand here on the ancestral homelands of the Lenape Tribal Nation. The President-elect and Vice-President-elect are committed to a diverse cabinet, and I'm honored and humbled to accept their nomination for Secretary of the Interior. Growing up in my mother's Pueblo household made me fierce. My life has not been easy. I struggled with homelessness. I relied on food stamps and raised my child as a single mom. These struggles give me perspectives, though, so that I can help people to succeed.
Haaland also made history in 2018 when she joined Kansas Representative Sharice Davids as the first Native woman in Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh, yeah, it's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday episode of the program. We do this thing 7 nights a week, by the way, so if you miss a moment, you can always go to freetalklive.com and download to your heart's content as much as you would like, for free.
This show puts out a ton of content, just in case you didn't know that, listeners.
Yes, indeed. So go and grab it up for free over at freetalklive.com, as we are going to go to more of your phone calls and thoughts. We still have the other marijuana-related release, a guy getting another person being released. We talked about one story earlier from prison.
Ironically, the reason I brought this article in wasn't necessarily because of the headline of the fact that he's been released. Now, that's news in and of itself, that I believe he was the longest-serving marijuana inmate in prison. But there's a statement that they make, and we'll get to that. But I brought it in specifically because of the statement that they make that I want to make sure we get to at least out of that article.
That's the plan here. But, of course, your calls and thoughts come first, so we're going to the phones. To the phone, Scott in Myrtle Beach. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WRNN. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, hey, I was listening to what you were saying earlier about the virus and people wearing masks in their car. That's kind of ridiculous if they're by themselves. But on the other hand, when you're talking about families getting together for the holidays, the thing that's kind of concerning is that I have a mother-in-law. My wife passed away years ago, but I have a mother-in-law that has diabetes. Her leg was just amputated. And for Christmas, she's not able to get along, not along, but not able to get with the rest of the family because of her susceptibility to the virus. And I think there are a lot of people that are like that, where I think the mask is an entirely a bad idea in certain circumstances, in certain ways. And I don't know that going to the mall without a mask and lingering with a bunch of people, because there's a period of where the disease is dormant. You have it. You don't even know you have it. So I think
most people who get it, that's the entire time. Most people who get it don't have any kind of symptoms whatsoever. Supposedly they have it. They're testing for it, testing positive. Of course, we know the tests are a load of crap, too. They're cranked up on the, what do they call it?
Revolutions.
Yeah. And basically means that there's all kinds of false positives on those tests. But regardless, even the people that do, you know, even the people that do get it and do show symptoms, they survive it, almost all of them. So, look, if your mom or whatever, if your family member has some sort of issue, then she should quarantine herself and stay away from people if she's worried about stuff. But the rest of us, we got a life to live, and some of us want to enjoy our lives.
Well, the fact of the matter is she didn't really have a choice because she lives in a situation where she's living with family and there are a lot of people around, uh-huh. unfortunately. And it's kind of like a lot of these people, I feel sorry for some of the people who are in assisted living and their families can't see them. But, I mean, those folks are dropping like flies.
Yeah, Scott, again, my point isn't that nobody should be wearing masks. My point is that everybody should be allowed to make their own choice.
Yeah, you can wear a mask all you want. It's your face. I don't care what you do to it.
If you have circumstances, like you're saying, and you believe that the masks are going to help you in your circumstance, then by all means, you know, exercise every option you have to mitigate those circumstances. But by no means should anybody be forcing everybody else to put one on when they've stopped nothing statistically.
Well, we can disagree on that, I suppose. I feel like there's a certain amount of responsibility you take for yourself and other people.
The rate of transmission from people completely masked up and quarantined versus those who aren't masked up and aren't quarantined is exactly the same rate of transmission. The masks aren't doing a thing to stop the rate of transmission. The disease is continually transmitted between people, whether they're masked or not. The masks are a
farce. It's a totem. It's a ritual. That's all it is. But look, you said we can disagree. Okay, cool. We're going to disagree. Now, are we allowed to disagree without you sending cops after us to throw us in a cage?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Sweet.
Now, we're not standing next to each other. I mean, we're over the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, what if I was, like, you know, in the mall and you were in the same mall? Then what?
I would just stay away from you.
Okay, fine. So you don't think that the cops should be going around, like, threatening people and stealing from them and giving them tickets and things like that, right?
Not unless they're in an enclosed area where they're breathing on a whole lot of other people, then, you know, they might have to say to them, you need to either put on a mask or or leave or do something. I mean, there has to be some kind of help for people that are innocent that are in a situation where they don't want somebody breathing on them. They have the right not to be, you know, susceptible to that, I think.
So there's no evidence that this thing is transmitted airborne. Hasn't been proven.
Even if there was, the TB is transmitted airborne. There's all kinds of things that are transmitted airborne. Now, all of a sudden, breathing is a problem? Now we can't be in enclosed spaces with other people who are breathing? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, it's only ridiculous to the extent that you, I mean, I understand your point. I understand what you're saying. But I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Well, I would rather take risks and enjoy my life. Thank you for the call, Scott. But, you know, if you want to live a super safe life, then by all means, put on a helmet, put on the knee pads, put on 5 masks, put on all your little safety equipment that you want to.
Right.
I don't care what you do to yourself. Just don't tell me how to live, okay? To me, safety's overrated. Whenever somebody says, be safe, you know, I always want to say back, and sometimes I do. It depends on the circumstance, right? But I will say, no, safety's overrated. I appreciate your sentiment. I appreciate where you're coming from. I get it. But I'm not interested in that.
I don't like being wrong, but to my knowledge, I have not been shown any evidence that the coronavirus is spread airborne.
TB is spread airborne.
Yeah.
Over 1 million people a year die from that.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, there's all kinds of things that are spread airborne. And you know what? We were fine.
Yeah.
Most people were totally fine.
Well, and, you know, we've seen all sorts of it. We've covered it here on Free Talk Live, the extreme marine quarantine, right? This is where the Marines did the most hardcore quarantine possible.
Yep.
And the rate of transmission was exactly the same.
Constant cleaning, and constant sanitizing, constant obedience.
Masks. I mean, the whole thing, it's military, right? Yeah. So you can't get more obedient than that, at least, you know, in my time here on planet Earth. So we've seen that. You know, we've seen that the number of deaths overall has actually gone down this year compared to last year. So there's been actually fewer people who have died this year than last year.
Apparently the flu isn't even a thing anymore.
And apparently the flu is just gone.
Yeah. How's that happen?
Right.
Exactly.
I was reading an article where a doctor had called another doctor and a couple other doctors to say, hey, have you prescribed any Tamiflu this year? And they're like, yeah, no, I haven't. Have you? Nope, me either. So, you know, apparently, COVID has replaced the flu.
Or something. I mean, what has really gone on there? And, you know, that attitude that Scott had of, well, better to be safe than sorry, that's the dividing line between these groups, right? It's not politics. It's fear. Yeah. How many people want to live their lives based out of fear, and how many people want to live their lives because they understand that risk is inherent in living, and you have to accept it, and you really ought to embrace taking risks. It's what makes life interesting and fun.
Yeah, the fact that they've convinced people that otherwise normal, healthy people breathing fresh air is somehow a threat to them is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever freaking heard.
I want to go to Jet. He's on the line in Miami. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Captain Kickass.
Yeah, well, I think the best thing is to wear two masks. That way you cover for the other guy, too. But people are asking what they should do. And I know you're going to, I know that you know what I'm going to say partially, but I just want to remind the audience that the first thing one has to do is acknowledge that these people who have given themselves titles are just other people who have no greater right to do anything than you or I.
That's true.
And worse, you know, when they try to BS us with this thing about there are servants telling us what to do. So what I want to do is encourage people to build what I call the foundation of freedom, which is done by eliminating certain terms in your speech. Government, of course, which is the big one because it really doesn't exist except in the mind as a form of psychology, should we say?
Yes.
And I implore everyone to avoid using titles, too, for these people, because they're just other people.
You mean like president, governor, and mayor, officer, stuff like that?
Yeah, because by doing that, you essentially legitimize this concept of lords, that certain people have the right power and authority to lord over you, and they've given it magically by giving themselves titles. So, and we don't want to promote this imagination that they have some type of magic power to tell us to jump and how high.
Stand by, Jed. If you got more to say, we can bring you back here on this topic. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and we invite you here on this live Saturday episode of the show. You can dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian with you.
And the captain.
And for a long time, liberty-minded folks have wanted an online directory of freedom-friendly businesses. Well, now you have it. It's liberty.menu. And not only is it for business owners to list their business, possibly get some new customers through the door or online, you can also list the event that you might be organizing, or perhaps digital content of which you are the creator. You can put all of those things there so other freedom-friendly folks can find them, and maybe you'll get some new customers. Go to liberty.menu. It's free to do it, so why not? Unless you want to stay in the closet and not let anybody know that you care about freedom. Liberty.menu, it's also a great place, like I said, you want to promote an event. Getting tired of Facebook taking down your protest events? Well, just make one on liberty.menu and then share that link out on social media. Liberty.menu. Go check it out. We go back to Jet in Miami. Jet, you were talking about people and what you described as the foundation of freedom, where folks out there should consider getting rid of the whole terminology of governments and office holders and using their positions and sort of elevating these other human beings whose S stinks to some sort of special position over others when they're just other people, right?
Well, that's it. The whole idea of government is based on psychology. So I try as much as I can, whenever I talk to people, is help them into this understanding that people with titles are just other people. And I think once the masses get that into their head, that they're just other humans, the jig is up. So we have to lose this. We have to get to this point of losing the fear by building what I call the foundation of freedom. Whether you do this with self-talk, meditation, you put up a vision wall, whatever things of those things you want to have, or whatever you however you want to do it, you have to come to the place where you are the one who gets to choose for yourself. It's really that simple.
I like it. Jet, anything else you want to share?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Dan is in Portland, Maine, listening to WLOB. Go ahead, Dan.
There are ways to protect yourself from airborne diseases. You don't have to require other people to wear the mask, which really don't work anyway. Mm-hmm. The best way that I have found, and I use it day in and day out, is to put a cotton cloth in my mouth and use it like a filter. I buy the bar cloths, they're called. They're 100% cotton. Cut a piece of it out, put it in your mouth, use it for when you go to the bathroom. You know, those smells are not just smells. They're little pieces of you-know-what. Block those from going in. You can use it for smoke. You can use it for viral diseases. I have avoided viral diseases from people breathing out that viral mist. And I want to do one other thing quick. I want to give you a Christmas present.
Okay.
Take any liquid, any nutritious liquid, take the cover off, squeeze it to the top, put the cover on. This will preserve your liquids much, much longer. Just to show you how dramatic this is, if you do it for soda, you know how fast soda spoils once you open it? It does not spoil. It stays as if you never
Because you're taking the air out of the bottle.
The oxygen, yes. Yeah. And the only reason that it does work for milk and other things really well, but milk has little tiny air bubbles in it. That's why you have to refrigerate milk before you open it. You don't have to soda. But this will work also for your salad oils and stop rancidity dead in its track. Now, your salad oils come in hard to squeeze bottles, so you're going to have to put it in a water bottle or something. And I would recommend you keep it very cold, like keeping it in the freezer. But this will stop all of those diseases caused by rancidity, cancer, cardiovascular disease, heart attack, strokes, premature aging, and birth defects.
Wow. That's a lot of claims there, Dan. I don't know. Thanks for the call,
I'm
man.
I do appreciate
it. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I'm going to have to, go listen to this episode just to get all of that.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, you know, I'm not going to bother with probably most of that. But if that's what you want to do, like, for instance, if the salad dressing goes bad, I'm just going to throw it out. It sits there for months, and it's fine, so I'm not too worried
about it. You don't eat your salad naked. Speaking of which, I wanted to let all of our listeners know that today is the first day of 2020 that I have worn pants into the studio.
Hey, all right.
I usually don't wear pants here in the studio.
Because it's snowy out there.
Everybody's thinking, what? No, I wear shorts is generally my...
Right. My, what you're saying.
My clothing of choice. I'm a winter denier.
Okay.
I like to deny that winter is existing.
I wish I could do that, but my toes start getting really cold.
I can only do it until the snow gets so high that, you know, it's not practical to wear shorts anymore. The snow, you know, gets up around your ankles and, you know,
falls into your shoes.
Yeah,
then.
And I wear high tops, so, you know, I got a little more play than most folks, but...
Not when the snow is 2 feet high.
Yeah, when we got 2 feet of snow, I was like, well, time to bust out the pants.
Hey, Captain, let's get into this second story we've been teasing all night here with the cops, or I guess arresting somebody for possession or transporting cannabis, putting them in prison
I've
for 90 years.
I've got this dialed in since, you know.
Let's do it.
We have a shorter period of time. Richard DeLisi, age 71, has been in prison for the last 31 years for selling cannabis. In 1989, he was caught smuggling the plant, which has never killed anyone, into Florida. The judge mistakenly thought DeLisi was part of an organized crime organization because he was an Italian from New York. So he sentenced him to 90 years in prison. During his time in prison, DeLisi's family reportedly spent more than $250,000 on attorney's fees and over $80,000 on long-distance international calls.
Oh, my God.
Finally, this month, all that time and money paid off, and DeLisi was freed.
Yeah, but did they get the money back?
Oh, no. Of course not. His release was bittersweet. However, while locked in the cage for selling the plant, DeLisi's parents, wife, and son all passed away.
My God.
He was 40 when he was put into prison. So.
Wow.
His adult daughter was also in a horrific car accident and suffered a paralyzing stroke as a result.
Man.
Because the state kidnaps and cages people for possessing a plant, this poor man missed his own son's funeral and did not get to say goodbye to his parents or wife. Tragic
All over a plant.
Indeed, all over a plant. Now, that is all very tragic, and I feel very, very bad for this guy, and also it's
and the poor taxpayers who had to pay, what, $40,000 a year just to keep in there?
Yeah, on average, right? Mm-hmm. So who knows, you know, what it actually cost. And for a victimless crime.
That's right.
Right? A thing that there's no victim. There's no property damage. There's no person who was harmed by what he was doing. So
nope. And I guarantee you, everybody he sold weed to, you know, once he went to prison, they had another dealer. They found somebody else.
Right.
It's not like putting a weed dealer in a jail cell gets rid of weed. It doesn't get it off the streets. It just removes one of the sellers, so that creates a market opportunity for somebody else who's willing to take the risk and jump into the business and take those customers.
So there's some numbers here they go into that I want to make sure I get out. According to recently released Uniform Crime Report, police arrested 545,602 people for cannabis-related crimes in 2019. That arrest rate is 9% higher than the 495,871 people arrested for violent crimes in the same year.
Wow.
So 9% more people are arrested for cannabis
in 2019 than
violent crimes combined.
Wow. Now, was this just Florida they were talking about, or nationwide? I'm sorry, I missed the numbers.
Well, that's got to be nationwide. Okay. That's 545,000 people.
Yeah, that's nationwide. Okay.
As Forbes point out, cops aren't arresting cannabis kingpins with thousands of pounds of pot. They like to prey on the little people, known to cops as the low-hanging fruit.
Sure. The little people aren't going to fight back.
What's more, and this is the important part, according to the Last Prisoner Project, the nonprofit that helped free this guy, DeLisi, at least 40,000 prisoners are currently serving sentences for cannabis infractions that are now legal.
Oh, no. In the states, the 11 or so states where cannabis is legal.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I keep pointing this out to people when they're in one of these states where, you know, recreational marijuana is legal or even medical, and their politicians go, oh, well, you've got to raise taxes because we need more money for X. It's like, you really? Really? No, you don't. How about you let the people who are in prison out, you know, who are in there on marijuana charges, you let them out and take and redirect that money.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? There's your extra money.
Well, also, don't forget those people who, once you let them out of jail, they could actually go back to being a productive person again and get a job or start a business or whatever. And so that actually makes more money going, you know, flowing through the economy to which they could then tax. Not that I'm in favor of taxes, but, you know, if you take 100,000 people out of jail and then they got 100,000 things they're doing, then that's more people doing things that are more productive.
There have been some people who've had their, like, records expunged and some people who've been released that kind of thing. But it's certainly not all of them, and it's far too few, and it should have been done well before.
And now there's 40,000 of them sitting in prison cells in the states in which they're legal.
Correct.
855-450, free like freedom. You want to talk to us about whatever's on your mind? You're invited to take control of the airwaves here. Coming up, probably one of the most insane things that we've heard thus far regarding this whole COVID situation. Coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.